Just coming up to 25 minutes to 8. Now, when you think of a Wurlitzer theatre organ, what springs to mind? Is it seaside entertainment? Dance hall days, perhaps? You can actually count the number of Wurlitzers here in the southwest on just one hand. So you might be surprised to know that Britain's oldest Wurlitzer is tucked away in the village of Beer in East Devon. Not many people are aware of its existence, and stranger still, it's in the local Congregational Church. The problem is the organ needs restoring, and local people have now launched an appeal to raise thousands of pounds to secure its future. I was invited to see the Beer Whirly this week by organ enthusiast Mike Cull. Well, here we are, Mike, in the beautiful fishing village of Beer in East Devon, and I guess this would be the last place you imagined you might find the UK's oldest Wurlitzer organ.
Well, I was very surprised when I actually saw it. I've known about it for about 30 years for an old friend of mine who used to come down regularly. But I came down in February to have a look at it after I'd made contact with Mrs. Domett, as I knew her then, Cynthia, the church secretary, via the church website. And I just said, can I come down and have a look at it? So I came down and I was most surprised. I was rather taken aback because in my innocence, I thought the organ was actually in the church hall.
Right.
I didn't realise it was in the church itself, so I was absolutely aghast. And I looked at it, I thought, well, I can't play my type of music on this. And after a quick word with Cynthia, I realised that she said that there wasn't a strict policy on music, so I immediately started off with the stripper. It's a lovely little instrument.
Well, let's go on in and take a look at it. It's into the church itself. It's quite busy out here on the main street today.
Summer has arrived for half a day, I think.
I think it has. A lovely church here. You've always had a big interest in organs and in music, haven't you?
I've been involved in music since I was 3 years old, and apparently I used to play hymn tunes with one finger on each hand on the family piano. I was then put into piano lessons. But then, because I was brought up in a sort of a religious family, I used to have to go to Sunday school, St. James's Church in Taunton, and became rather interested in the machine that made all the funny noises to the left of the altar. And the church organist used to let me sit on a little chair by the organ console for the services. Then when he realised that I was very interested in playing, he used to go home for his lunch after the service and leave me there, and I used to just mess around on it, playing things like "Oh God, I Help in Ages Past with 2 feet and no hands," and doing and just generally messing around.
You've got a great passion, haven't you, for the Wurlitzer organ?
Mm.
Why is it so special?
Because I've never had much chance to play one. Where I live, I mean, well, the southwest of England is bereft of Wurlitzers, Comptons, Christies, Conikers, anything of the sort.
They're all up in the north, aren't they?
Yes, the north seems to, I don't know why, it seems to stick to the old traditions, possibly because the north was always known as clubland. Hammond organs, where every club had its own organ, whereas pubs used to have pianos.
Yeah.
But all the clubs had their own, and I think it's just a part of their culture.
Which makes it even more special to find a gem like this in a place like this. Let's take a look at it, shall we? It's just up here behind a screen at the front of the church.
It's normally screened off, I believe, for church use.
Yeah.
But on these odd occasions, or at least occasions now, are getting more popular. When the organ is being featured as an organ, then the screen is moved away and the whole area is cleared, so you can see everything.
Can you give us a tune then,
I
Mike?
Can.
Yeah. Is it going to be able to?
You have to really sort of cram yourself in there, don't you? You're not given an awful lot of room.
Yeah, that's on. I know something's happening.
Yeah. You can hear it all firing up in the next room. go. The stripper being played on the oldest Wurlitzer organ in the UK in church. I never thought I'd ever hear that. I tell you something, Mike. What does it feel like playing this organ in comparison with the church organ?
I probably get shot for saying this, but I've had a secret fetish for years where I've indulged in my fantasy for swinging church organs, always in secret, in private, because I've been thrown out of churches for doing that before now. So it's a great relief to be able to indulge in my fetish openly.
I think it's marvellous. We're going to ask you now, while I'm having a chat with Cynthia, to play perhaps something a little bit more religious. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Oh, Cynthia, it's marvellous, isn't it, this organ? And obviously something that that means a lot to you here in the church.
Well, yes, it's been a major part of our services for a long time. At times it's been unwell, as we say, and developed a cipher, which is a note that hangs and hangs and hangs. And we've, at times, almost considered selling it. The last time we tried to sell it, the organist sort of said, well, I'm not playing any of these modern things. So we decided to take it off the market and do something with it. And since it seems to have been discovered now by the theatre organ people, it gives it a new lease of life, especially if we can now raise some money to have it really restored to the peak of what it should be as a theatre organ and can be used as such.
Let's just take a step outside the door here, because it's rather loud, isn't it? It's lovely, but rather loud.
It is loud. I feel that's part of its charm.
Yes.
In a small church, it really belts out the hymns and things.
So what do you know of the history of it then? How did it end up here?
Well, it was originally brought over, I have heard, on the Mauritania, but I don't know if that's true, in 1925 from America, where it was taken to a picture house in Walsall and used through the silent films for quite a while. And then a chap called Alan Hickley bought it from them and put it in his own house. But after a few years, he wanted a larger model, so somehow it came down to beer. I know that the organist at the time, Mr. Thorne, was passionate about organs, and he probably steered the money, if you like, the deacons, to raise the money to have it put in the church. Yeah. And it was a great friend of the church for a long time, as I say. We absolutely love it.
It's an asset to services, then. It is able to be played on a regular basis.
The amount of people who come just to hear the organ on a Sunday morning, I'm not sure whether they come for the service or for the organ, but for whatever reason, it brings people into the church, which can only be a good thing.
What kind of shape is it in now, though?
Over the years, it's had a lot of work done on it by a professional organ builder. But we've recently heard that when it was originally installed, a lot of the switches weren't connected correctly, and a lot of the wiring just is in such a bad shape. It's got old cotton-covered wiring and what have you, which now needs to be repaired. And it's very time, labour-costing work, and it's going to cost at least £10,000 to have it redone. Now, what I would like to see is all the bits that were taken off of it when it was put in the church. Obviously, they didn't think they would ever need to have cymbals or drums in a church service, so they were removed. Now, I'd like to see all those bits and pieces put back on it again, and all the switches and the wiring brought up to date so that it could be used for the purpose that it was made for, and also to be an encouragement, encourage people to come into the church just to hear it being played.
But as you say, there's a big price tag on that, £10,000 you're looking at, and this is why you're starting up a campaign, yeah?
Yes, we're hoping to start up a group of enthusiasts, not necessarily church people, a group of theatre organ enthusiasts who would help us to raise the money through various grants, performances, encouraging people to come and listen to the Wurlitzer, and in that way to raise the money to restore it to its former glory.
You really do want the members of the public to enjoy this organ, to come in and to make the most of it.
Definitely. I can't see. We've been sitting on this beautiful instrument for so long. It really needs to have a wider audience, to be appreciated more for what it is, which was a theatre organ. There's no reason why a theatre organ can't be in a church playing church music sometimes and theatre music sometimes. There's no reason why it can't do both.
Thank you. It's got a lovely sound, doesn't it? Thanks there to Mike Cull and Cynthia Domett, friends of Beerworthy, who've launched a campaign to save their historic Wurlitzer organ. If you'd like to find out more, you can contact Cynthia. I've got a telephone number here. It's, in fact, I'll give that to you in a moment once you've managed to grab a pen and paper. What you can do is see Mike playing the organ on this website, www.organshow.co.uk. And if you are interested in the subject, you can also get a lot of really good information on this website, www.keyboardnews.com. Cynthia's telephone number is 01297 218 24. That's 01297 218 24. And if you do need some more information, what I'm hoping to do is write a web page on that. So I'll let you know when that's up and running on the BBC website. My goodness, is that the time already? 14 minutes to 8.
The BBC Radio Devon.